Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, September the 27th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we continue laying down what we're going to be discussing in 2019 for the rest of this year and all of next year as I slowly remove myself from what I've been doing over the past 25 years, and I embrace or enter into this new level of operating in this new space. This is the kingdom living. So this new space I'm in is the space of actually going from the spiritual kingdom millionaire down to being a soul kingdom millionaire to now being a physical kingdom millionaire to totally maintain the symbols of a deeper substance. Now, these symbols are not to be confused with the substance. They're just symbols. So today we want to talk about how to establish the temple. You are God's temple. So if you can understand the fact that you are God's temple, that allows you to contain the very essence that's downloaded inside of your genes in the form of a spermatogenesis, which is the biological process of releasing what is called a haploid that comes from your stem cells, not a progenitor cell, that establishes this process of what is called mitotic division. Now, that's a biological way of saying God eternal within the body. Let's go to the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. Now, today's message is extremely important for the members that are moving forward with me in 2019. Again, we're only taking a handful of folks because, as you guys know, I am removing myself, if you will, from the current way I've been operating because of the new direction that I am in. That just simply means that the old way of doing business is being done on a higher level of understanding due to the metaphysics of kingdom living. So when you write your script and when you direct the script and when you start, when you write the highest possible good, when you put the keys to your happiness in your own pocket, you, my brothers and sisters, align with God's design instead of manipulating God's energy. Most of us are not, we're not taught like me. This is why it took me so long to get to this place, because I was manipulating the frequency of God instead of aligning with the design of God. So we're not, many of us are not taught the way by which to operate or to violate according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Let's start with verse 15. 1 Corinthians 3 says, if it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as if through the flames. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? The New Living Translation of 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Now, the New International Version says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? He dwells in us. So God Spirit dwells in your body right now, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, you, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. So if the Spirit of God lives in you, and we just established that, verse upon 1 Corinthians 3:16, Romans 8, 9 says, if the Spirit of God lives in you, and it does, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. So we are God's fellow workers in God's field and God's building. How do I know that? 1 Corinthians 3, 9. So if we go up a few verses to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says, for we are God's fellow workers, you and me. You are God's field, the aura, the your body. This is where God is doing the work. The field is you. The field is you. Now, that's called consciousness. So consciousness is the field. Excuse me. And you are that field. Then it says, because you are a worker inside of a field, you establish a building. 1 Corinthians 3, 9. Please, this is extremely important. So you are a worker. You don't give your assignment to somebody else. This is your job. You're supposed to be doing this. You are a worker, and you are a worker in God's field. This universe is God's field. And God is building something in you. So 1 Corinthians 3:17 says, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. So brothers and sisters, I got good news for you today. You are that temple. Now, what does that mean? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Let's jump down a verse. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, and you are not your own? So 1 Corinthians breaks down the fact that you are a worker, you are a temple, and you have a spirit inside that temple. Now, that spirit, again, is simply a group of related thoughts, if you want to use that term, to break it down so that way we can understand it. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. So what? I'm a temple. My temple has a spirit. This spirit belongs to God, and God is establishing my aura or my field. So therefore, I am, when you've seen me, you've seen God, because, again, my body is God. God is inside of my body, and God, I'm a fellow worker. I'm a co-worker. So God hired me to be him on earth. That's called an ambassador. So I'm an ambassador of Christ, again, based upon 1 Corinthians. So as an ambassador of Christ, it is no longer I who live, based upon Galatians, but Christ who lives in me. So now the things that I do because Christ lives in me. What does that mean biologically? See, the problem is the biological understanding of the biblical process is absent, because if you understood that the Christ germ seed is inside of you in the form of what is called nuclear physics or nuclear energy or nuclei or the nucleus. Now, what I'm about to say right now is going to be tough for some people to wrap their brains around, but again, this is what we're going to be breaking down. I'm going to start from zero, which is Luke. In Luke chapter 12, it says, "But which of you, being anxious about it, can add a single cubit?" So what are we anxious about? Right now you're anxious. That means that now this is why it took me so long. This is why I'm teaching this, because where I'm at right now, I should have been a millionaire a long time ago. So, okay, Brother Will, what was the problem? Okay, what God told me, I didn't believe. Now, God has told you the same thing that he told me. You read the same Bible I read. We all grew up in the church. Now, this is not Greek. Even if you didn't grow up in the church, you was exposed to it. Nobody that lives in the United States of America have never heard of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nobody. But we just got, we got churched. We got religion. We didn't get spirituality. So we all thought, just like, you know, all of us did. So we thought it was okay to be broke. Now I was raised that God, you know, like poverty was next to godliness. That's what we were taught. They told me that, you know, money was evil. So if you had a lot of money, they told me that, you know, I used to hate rich people. I used to hate them. I used to talk to them, look, they're arrogant, they're cocky, they got money, they're walking around. Now I understand rich people. It's really interesting when you pick up the vibration, then you understand rich people carry themselves the way that they carry themselves because of what they paid to get to that level, to get to that place. See, you don't understand my praise because you haven't been through my pain. Now, see, if you went through what I went through and you get to the level where I'm at, you would understand my disdain. See, I don't do stupid no more. Now, I used to hang out with stupid. I used to have patience to coddle people. Yeah, praise God, brother. Jesus loves you, and let's pray and kumbaya. I don't got time to do that no more. Now, there's other people. They got time to do that because that's their level. That's okay. Now it's okay for me to allow everybody to be where they're at. That's why when I see homeless people, I don't feel sorry for them anymore. That's just where they're at today. Tomorrow, they could be in the White House. It is done unto you as you believe. So now I realize that, okay, I am where I'm at because of the script that I wrote. So if I write a different script, and then if I act a different way, I'm going to manifest a different life. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean in English? Luke chapter 12, verse 1. But which of you, being anxious about it, what are you anxious about? We're anxious about the fact that we all know in our gut that we are king's kid. You know it. You know when you do wrong. Nobody got to tell you, boy, put that snicker back. You didn't pay for it. When I was a little kid and I would go to the store and five-finger discount stuff, my grandmother would tell me, boy, you know we didn't raise you like that. She would make me take it back. I would be all embarrassed. I'd go upstairs and take it. And then, man, we didn't even see you. Why didn't you steal it? Now, my grandmother would make me go take it back. Because my grandmother told me, we didn't raise you like that. You're not a thief. You work for what you want. But nobody told me the process of how to work, but they just gave me a program. They did the same thing to you. So right now, problems exist where programs are absent. Let me say that again. Problems exist where programs are absent. So they give you a program. And so you are programmed. And now you want to go to another level. So you're programmed for poverty. You're programmed for disease. You're programmed for bad relationships. You're programmed for ignorance. We all were. You're programmed from the time that you was a hatchling until you came into this dimension. until you get to a place where you decide, I don't want to be programmed no more. And you make a choice. You make a decision. You make a diligent decision. You choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You say, I refuse to serve poverty anymore. I don't know how I'm going to get it. I don't know how I'm going to blow up, but I'm going to blow up. That's all I did. I said, I don't know how, but all I know is I'm not going to be poor. And then God said, yes, finally. Because it's not your job to know how. Your job is to be. God sends the how once you choose to be. You decide, you know what, I'm going to be a moral man. You don't know how you're going to do it. Just make the decision to do it. So everything starts with a concrete decision. Once you make that concrete decision, what decision? To be wealthy, to be healthy, to be wise, and to be in a toe-curling relationship. The moment that you make that decision, although the universe aligns on your side, and the Bible says to be anxious for nothing but with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. That's all you got to do. See, you have not let your request be made known unto God. What you probably did is the same thing I did, which say, you know what, I'm going to do this myself. Since God, you know, his hand's kind of slack. Yeah, that's what I said. I just said, you know what, God ain't going to, you know, God is not who he say he is. I've been waiting around for how long? I'm going to go get my million on my own. And that's what I did. And guess what? It works. It just comes with something called control. And, yeah, the enemy, he pays good. Let's keep it real. He pays very well. But it comes at a deep price. It's called your soul. So your mind, your will, your emotion, and your imagination, your intellect is controlled by something else. It just comes over you. Now, you know what I'm talking about. All I got to do is call you out your name, and then something comes over you. You have no self-control. You just can't withstand it. You just cannot say, you know what? So that individual is calling me the N-word. Obviously, that's not a part of what God calls me, so I'm not going to respond. So you have to respond to outside demonstration because of a lack of inside revelation. The moment that you have certainty and crystal clear, this is the most important part. Inside of your RNA in your DNA, there are 12 strands of two are visible, the other 10 are invisible. I've already done this series already. But I need to remind you of your RNA and your DNA, the genetic factors of your immortality. This is what is called the immortal Christ seed. It's inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in there. Now, scientists know this. They know this is called the memory code. Now, this is called the crystal light matrix. They see it. They can see inside of your DNA. They call this phantom DNA. They don't know why it's there. They call it junk DNA. They see the two strands that are visible, and they see that these strands in your DNA produce protein synthesis that take care of the body. But they don't know what the other 10 strands that are dormant do. They're not dormant. They're just working in the spiritual. But they don't have instruments by which to measure the subatomic particles that are working according to Hebrews 11:3, which says the invisible establishes the visible. So we've got 10 strands that are invisible that establish the two strands that are visible. Now, what I need you to understand, because many of us, at least I wasn't taught, 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, mankind doesn't know that they are temples of God. And mankind doesn't know that the Spirit of God dwells in them. So whoever defiles the temple of God, God's going to destroy. That's why if you take a life, it's not going to go too well for you. Now, there's something called forgiveness, but you got to be very careful, because God values and he honors his word above his own name. Even when you look at the word blaspheme and what it means, see, blaspheme from the Greek means enmity or being indifferent. It means abuse of the things that are offered to God. It means that you are disrespectful towards things that are sacred. It means that you like defecating on. It means that you are defiling. It means that you are destroying the sacred temple of God and the spirit that resides in it. That's the blasphemy. The Bible talks about, you know, all sins are forgiven except for blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. When you blaspheme, that means that you are totally insensitive That means that you are totally unconscious. So blaspheme means that you are degrading, that you are defiling. There are seven D's that result in the blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. That means that you are decaying. That means that your mental state is deteriorating. That means that you are going into a decline. That means that you are being depraved. You're suffering from, a retrograde mind that leads to death. That's what death is. Death is the blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. Blaspheme of the Holy Spirit is the abuse of the body. Abuse of the body means the abuse of the mind, the abuse of the soul. The abuse of the soul means you're abusing the spirit. God put his spirit inside of your body, and you're abusing his spirit. You're abusing your body. That's why you die. That's the only reason. You stop abusing your body, you stop abusing your mind, you won't die. The telomeres in your DNA won't unravel. This is scientifically proven. Okay, Brother Will, I need some science with that, brother. Okay, there's a word called spermatogenesis. Now, remember, the word genesis means, and it's code for the word genetics. And the word genetics is code for the word genetics. Gen, J-I-N-N. So there's a war going on right now. There's a war between light beings, Obla. And there's a war going on between fire beings, B-blood. And there's a war going on between clay beings, A-blood. Now, that war has been fought because blood is dumbed down light. Blood is congealed light. Blood is slowed down light. That's what blood is. And so what we don't understand is how this manifests biologically. Okay, Brother Will, since you're so enlightened, enlighten us. Thank you. I'll be happy to. So if you go to Genesis go to any search engine and you type in the word spermatogenesis. Spermatogenesis, my brothers and sisters, is a very, very interesting word, just like genetics and just like the word epigenetics. So spermatogenesis is the process by which a haploid. Now, there's a guy by the name who he's a professor. He's a good friend of mine. And he talks about haploids. Now, I don't want to get too deep into this. All I need you to understand is that if you understood haploids and how they work, you would destroy the race myth. Because we are designed, or we are divided by haploid. Now, a haploid is basically inside, it's a single chromosome inside of your nucleus of your cell that is not paired together. So when we talk about the haploid, it is a single set, or it's a single chromosomes. So the haploid is a chromosome inside of an egg and inside of a sperm. So when these haploids come together, they produce what they call it, they produce a gamete, a G-A-M-E-T-E-S, gametes. So a gamete or haploid cells that contain 23 chromosomes. So 23 and 23 come together. That's how you got here. You got your mom from the ovum and your dad from the sperm. Now, the sperm cells are different from the ovum or the ovaries because when they come together, the haploid cells of the 23, which gives us 46, which breaks down into or divides through cellular mitosis. But see, inside of the haploid, this is only inside of sperm cells. So during this process of inside of a man's testicles, if you want to use that term, there are tubelets or tubes inside the testes or the testicles. So there is something that happens where there is a division of a stem cell located at the base of a membrane inside of the tubules inside of the testicles. This, again, is called spermatogonial cells inside of the male's reproductive organisms called the testicles. Now, the reason why this is so important, my brother, the reason why this is so important, my sister, because it comes from the stem cells. Now, stem cells can produce all. If you look at the word and the Father and the word Christ or Jesus Christ, all through the Bible, they are progenitor cells. All through the Bible, there are no mention of stem cells. They're always progenitor cells. Jesus is a progenitor. Now, progenitor cells can only produce after their own kind. Somebody should write that down. Now, inside of your body, you have progenitor cells, too. Now, this is important. This messed up your theology. Father, touch the minds of your people. So, now remember, progenitor cells, they can only produce after their kind. Stem cells, they can produce. So, in your body, if I take your stem cells, I can produce heart, lungs, liver. I can produce everything with a stem cell. But I can't do that with a progenitor cell. This is basic biology. You can ask your biological teacher. They'll break it down for you. Now remember, inside of the testicles of the man, something happens that happens different inside of the ovum of a woman or the ovaries. That thing that happens differently inside of the sperm cells, there is something called semiferous tubercles, where we get the word luciferance. So now we got semiference or interference. Father, touch the minds of your people. The sperm cells are produced within inside of the walls of these tubercles, inside of the testicles. Within the walls of these tubes, there are cells called serotoli cells, S-E-R-T-O-L-I cells. These cells that are inside of sperm cells, this is where the sperm cells get their nutrients and their blood products to determine the growth of the cell through the what is called the semiference, where I get my book lumiference. So now we got, again, ference is interference. So there is an interference that's produced from the testicles of men. This sperm cells are produced by the testicles inside of these semiference tubes. Once they mature, once the cell becomes mature, and it takes 74 days for it to reach its maturity. Now, again, all this is basic biology. And then these cells are released. All comes from this all starts with stem cells that is located inside of these semiference tubes. It is the stem cells that are composed entirely of nuclear material. Father, touch the minds of your people. Drop mic, exit stage left. Oh man, I'm about to blast off. Let me drink some of my water. Let me calm down a little bit. Now, again, you can go to Wikipedia. You can go, I'm reading from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, you can research this yourself. Now, again, I love biology. I could talk about this for days, but I know y'all probably bored. So let me just cut straight to the chase. Let me just give you the meat of the message. So I know y'all don't get into biology like I do, because the word biology, if you understood the word biology, you would stop studying theology, guaranteed. Biology, B-I-O, again, don't believe me, look it up. It means the way you live your life. If you want to change the way you live your life, that's where you start, because why? You are biological, electrical, chemical. Biology is spiritual. Biology is equal to spirit. You are biological, electrical. Electrical controls the soul. Chemistry controls the body. Oh, man. Y'all didn't get it. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Biology is equal to spirituality. So if you study biology, you study spirituality. Oh, man. They didn't get it. Let me, Father, say it again. Okay. Let me say it again. You are a biological being. Bio means course of living. Ology means based on words. I give you words, I control course. Words control course of living. You're on the wrong course because you are listening to the wrong words in your own head. Now, remember, there's no Reverend Dr. Bishop, there's no demons, none of that stuff. It's all you, boo-boo. It's all in your head. These are all imaginary friends. Let me speak for myself, at least in my life. Every problem that I've had has been self-made. No devil, no, none of that stuff happened. See, the awakened state is the Christ state. So what I'm teaching now is the biology of spirituality, where I'm going to break down 666-777-888-111. 666, carbon. 777, nitrogen. That's why everything that the lizards were nitrogen breeders. The Dracos were nitrogen breeders. They didn't breed oxygen. They breed nitrogen. Nitrogen breeders. Then are breeders. So we got carbon beings that are going up against nitrogen beings that are fighting oxygen beings. That's what's going on. Y'all call it racism. But it's spiritualism that has been manifested on a biological scale. Now, this is too deep for a lot of folk. So they prefer to fight this war on a race because they can see white, black, you know, Chinese. You know, y'all can see that. So you let's fight there. However, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So I'm not going to fight carnally. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So I'm not going to fight you. You're not my enemy. I'm going to fight that disposition in your head. That's where I wage war at. So I call those things that are not as though they were. While you dealing with shizness on the chemical level, I'm dealing with shizness on the biological level. Because I understand hydrogenes is at the top of the scale. And then there's oxygenes, and then there's nitrogenes, and then there's carbon. So we got Negroes walking around saying, hey, the black man is God because he got carbon. Yeah, he's God. On this bottom level, I'm not a peasant. So therefore, I'm going to elevate my game. So you can keep your carbon. I'm going to go up and vibrate in the nitrogen level. Then after that, I'm going to go up to the oxygen level. Then I'm going back to the father, which is hydrogen. Go on the periodic table. What is the number one element on the periodic table? Please prove me wrong. Please. The number one element on the periodic table is hydrogen. That's where you should be, brother. That's where you should be. You are operating on 666, and you walk around talking about you God. Negro, sit down. I mean, not you, but people you know. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, see, this carbon stuff is going to get a lot of people in 2012. I mean, in 2020. In 2020, it's gone down. So y'all got 1 year to get your act together. You got 1 year. In 2020, write this down. The world as we know it is going to change. It's already changed, but it's going to manifest. And now it's already changed in the spirit realm. That's where I'm at. That's why I know it's coming. So the big G is establishing your enemy is in your head, because there is a war going on between power and control, and the only way to defeat power and control is with purpose and peace. If you don't got no purpose and no peace, you're going to try to fight this war with power and control. And you're trying to manipulate God instead of aligning with God. And the only way to do that, brothers and sisters, is with a kingdom mindset and using kingdom language and establishing a kingdom lifestyle. If you don't have those three elements that I'm teaching in 2019 in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, your dog don't hunt. Not in 2020. Because this power and control that's been given to this harmonious arrangement in the dominant culture, the Father is taking it back, and he's giving it to people that got purpose and got peace. So you cannot go to somebody, man, with ego and anger. You got to treat me with mutual respect. There must be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Otherwise, your mind is going to be manigulate, meaning that it's not going to work. It's going to malfunction because you're not aligning with God's mind. You're aligning with the hive mind. So there's a hive mind mentality that is manipulating your reality. If you continue with the hive mind mentality, your reality will continue to be manipulated. Now, what's extremely important is when you understand there is a cellular process called mitemkosis. This word, cytoplasma, which is how cells divide and form. It is during the cellular division process that there is a splitting of the nuclei or the nuclear material. So this word, N-U-C-L-E-A-R-E, at the end it has the word ear, clear, nuclear ear. There is a new clear ear your ears are clear to be or tap into the new frequency that's been established by God. The Bible says in John 10, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. Can you hear it? You can't hear it unless your cells are divided. The primary purpose of sperm cells is in the nucleus of the sperm cells, there's 46 chromosomes that are divided because you got 22 and 23. So the sperm cells get their orders from stem cells, not progenitor cells. Stem cells are the cells of the father. Progenitor cells are the cells of the little fathers. There is a war going on because the primary manipulation is happening in the germ through this process of spermatogenesis, because the word genesis is the word genetics, and the word genetics is the word gen-tics or gen-net-tics. So it's tics that's inside of a net that was placed there by the gens. That's the war that Lucifer said, hey, God, guess what, homie? Give me 7 days. I'm going to tear down everything you built. God say, bet. Let's do this. So the gens, that's your real enemy. Fire beings, if you want to call that. They're not even your enemy. This is just a game, if you want to use that term. This is just a war. God is just testing you to see if you are going to side with the Morning Star Administration or the Fallen Star Demonstration. That's why you're here. Make a decision, brother. Choose you this day whom you go, who you're going to serve. You're going to consider to serve your ego and your flesh, or are you going to leave the hive mind and align with God's mind? That's the true Christ consciousness awakened state. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, but man, what does this mean in English? I'm glad you asked, brother. Let's go to John chapter 11, verse 9. John chapter 11, verse 9. Father, touch the minds of your people. This is what I'm teaching for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, that they're going to vibrate on the level that's going to mess up everybody else's theology. Brothers and sisters, in the book of Revelations, it talks about this as well. But in John 11, it breaks down how you should be, what you should be doing right now. This is what I'm doing. This is what I've been doing. This is what I'm going to continue to do. This is what I'm teaching everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And that is what? Work. Okay, but Will, how do we do that? There's a process in place that replaces a program. Right now, you're in Groundhog's Day. How do I know you're doing the same thing over and over again? Why are you doing the same thing over and over again? You can't override your program. You've been programmed before you came into doing the enemy had your number. That's the only reason why you're here. Okay, but Will, how do we get out of the program? Well, you can't replace the program. It's permanent. Okay, so what do? Starve it. How do we starve it? Take the energy out of it. But you can't take the energy out of it because you're reacting to problems. Problems are from programs. Process removes problem. Okay, let me see this. Let me make sure I got this right. So I got a problem. Let's say you got a problem. You got more bills than money. Is that a problem? Okay. That's the definition of a problem. So if I got more bills than money, what do I do? Okay, I can, number one, hope for a miracle. I could pray. Now, I could do what I used to do when I was young, dumb, and stupid. I could go steal or con or manipulate somebody. That is what all the dominant culture teaches. Look at the movie Doctor Strange. Look at the movie Dracula, the Untold. So Dracula, let me get this right. Dracula, in the movie, his family, the guy comes and says, your firstborn son, he's mine. Dracula, like, I don't think so. He said, dude, this is my right as the king. This is custom. This is how you was raised. Dracula knew that was legal. So he couldn't, okay, he needed to do something illegal, or he needed to do something super or spiritual, supernatural. So what did Dracula do in the movie? Now, this is a true story. Just typed in the word Lord Impeller. Look up Lord Impeller. So Dracula, or Dracul is his real name. Dracul says, I got to do something. I don't know what to do. So what did he do? He go up there and he visited the dudes in the cave. And what did the dude in the cave do? He made a deal with the devil. That's the same thing you do. Well, let me rephrase that. That's the same thing I did. So every time I have problems in my life, I make deals with devils. How do we make a deal with the devil? We say this. This is how you summon demons. I'm willing to do anything to get blank. When you make that statement, Lucien Farr shows up. Say, really? So you'll do anything legal or illegal? That's what I did. First time I did it, I was 8. And I've been doing it ever since, unknowingly. Now that I know this is why I teach it. Because, again, I didn't read it in the book. So you're summoning up the devil every time you make that statement. You got a bill. You don't know what to do. Now, you should have a process in place by which to solve that problem. But if you don't, so all I teach is process improvement. You bring me a process. That's, again, how you think. And I'm going to tell you to change the way that you think so that way you can create. Now, remember, you must be the solution. What does that mean? You solve the problem, you feed the solution. Problem, I got more bills, but everybody I know, they talk about their bills. And everybody I know, they pay their bills first. I don't do that. Now, I used to do that, but I don't do that no more. I don't talk about my bills. I don't talk about my problems. People talk about their problems, and they feed them. You go to the therapist, and they say, okay, little Johnny, tell me what happened to you as a kid. Well, my dad beat me. Really? How'd that feel? Well, I didn't like it too much. And y'all just talk about the problems. Now, I mentioned the problem, and I just move right along to the solution. You must be the solution. Now, finding the problem is good because then now you know the source. You know the seed, so that way you can help other people. That's the only purpose in finding the source of your problem, so that way you can help other people. If you're a teacher like me, you need to do that. If you're not a teacher, if you're not called, you don't need to spend a lot of time in the problem. You need to spend all your time in the process. That's called the solution. So if I have more bills than money, I have a process in place. What do? I do more shows. Then what else do? I do pay-per-view shows. Or what am I doing this Saturday, 7 p.m., Dallas, Texas? I do seminars. Why? People pay money to come to those seminars. I take the money that they give me, and I pay my bills with it. What else do? I do Dick and Hill reports. So I got a lot of different streams. I got a lot of different ways by which to solve problems. I don't have bill anymore. Now, I can solve them faster, so I got a line of credit. Every time I pay off the line of credit, they double it. Now, that's a good system. I mean, I pay them interest. They loan me. It started off, I think I started off with $500. Now I'm up to way over $500, but I started somewhere. Why? Mutual exchange. I give them money. Well, I mean, they give me money. I give them money back plus interest. Now, that's a win-win situation. The house that I'm in, how did I get this house? I went to the bank. The bank says, Negro, sit down. We're not going to loan you a dime. So what I do, write my own contract. What am I saying? Process that solves problems. So I teach process improvement. I teach you processes. Now, I don't know. I know there's other people doing it. I just don't know them. Now, other people will talk to you about your problem, and they will tell you to, hey, take the keys to your happiness and put them in my pocket. Now, you can do that. You can take and you can do what I used to do. I don't recommend you do that. However, I know there's somebody who's saying, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, homie, but, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that, brother. I'm with you, bro. Been there, done that, too. All I know is I'm not going to put the keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. I'm not going to do that. Why? I already did that. Now, there are people that are benevolent. There are people out there that they are true God-fearing people. If you find them and you align with them, vibrationally, you connect with them, they got your back. Okay? Now, you can form what is called what we call marriage. We got two people who come together, and they're not one. I mean, they're not individuals now. Now they're one flesh. It's iron sharpening iron. That is called a mutual exchange. Now, that dog hunts. You can do that. But until that day, you must keep the keys to your happiness in your own pocket. You must always bring something to the table. That must mean even after you get married, you don't stop oscillating and vibrating. Business, fitness, knowledge, or in your personal life. Relationships. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means that you always maintain yourself as a single standing column of waveform energy. What does that mean? That means that you're an asset. That means that you always produce more than you receive. You always give more in use value than you receive in monetary value. Now, with my new venture, I created, like I told you guys, I saw on Billions. I said, hey, you know what? I want that for myself. And so I ordered that, and bam, I created that. But guess what? Now that I'm there, you think I'm just going to relax? Guess what I'm going to do? Whatever they pay me I'm going to double that back to them. How am I going to do that? I'm going to generate capital. How am I going to do that? I got a brain that comes up with ideas. So I'm always an asset. So guess what? When it comes time, if stuff goes sour, who's going to be the first person to let – who's going to be the last person to be let go? Me. Why? I bring worth and value everywhere I go. That should be your mindset. You should order that. Every day I wake up, I bring more to the table than I take. I ain't a taker. I'm a giver. That should be your mindset. If somebody invests with me, that's a guaranteed investment. Because guess what? My intention, I'm going to work like a Hebrew slave until I double that investment back. That's my mindset. Why? I like what I do. I like being an asset, not a liability. Now, I used to be a liability. I used to believe the lie about my ability. And then I was a handicap. And so people had to coddle me and bring me along. I was a weak link. I was a handicap because somebody handed a cap on my ability. Not no more. Mm-mm. I don't think so. That's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. That's what it's saying in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke, it is saying, Luke chapter 11, verse 19, are there not 12 hours in a day when one must do the work, not a work? Oh, man. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So let me get this right. So you're working, right? Are there not 12 hours in a day? What are the 12 hours? Y'all remember the law of 12? I broke it down. 12 months, 12 cell salts, 12 zodiac signs, 12 disciples. This is equivalent to the 12 biological strands of your DNA. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of good news, but right now you're oscillating on two. You got 10 more to go, boo-boo. That's what I'm doing. I'm activating all 12. I activated all 12 towards 12 strands of my own DNA. Now, I want to help you do the same thing. Right now, you are an awesome dude or dudette. You've gotten to where you are just using two strands of your DNA. What happens when you activate all 12 strands of your DNA? Oh, man, now you go from being mankind to Godkind. Now you enter into the God class. Now you don't pray to God, you pray as God. Now you don't ask God for stuff, you just thank him for allowing you to partner with him. Now you are exactly what I read when we started today's show in 1 Corinthians, where we say 13. What do we read? We read that we are fellow, it's called a joint heir. It calls a royal priest. So God eternal within the body. So, okay, brother, well, that sounds awesome, but what does that mean? That means that there are genetic factors that are lying dormant inside of your DNA. This is called the DNA sequence. This is the memory code that's in your RNA and your DNA right now. There's a gene sequencing code. They call it a codex or a codon. It's there and it's dormant. You need to turn it on. That way you are able to reunite yourself with your divinity. That is what is called the perfect atomic structure of the nucleus or nuclear energy, or what they call nuclear energy light body. Now, a lot of people got a lot of different names. They call it the macabre. They call it this. They call it that. Hey, whatever floats your boat. That's not the point. What is the point? You need to get to work. You got 12 hours. Don't waste. How many hours have you already wasted? Well, me, like I went to 11:30. I wasted a lot of time. Then finally, I woke up in the last 30 seconds of the race, and I connected with the big G. That's what I teach. Now, John chapter 11, verse 9 says something else. This you might want to write down. If you can wrap your brain around this, whether you join me or not, you still may be able to make it. John chapter 11, verse 9. While it is daytime, what does daytime represent? That means while you're alive. So are you waiting to die and go to heaven? Good luck, bud. Don't tell me I'll tell you, but no. Good luck with that. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Let's go up a verse. John 11, verse 8. In John 11, verse 8, it says, Rabbi, they replied, the Jews just tried to stone you, and you are going back there? You've been through something. you fail and you scratch your nerves. And now, I failed this test, I don't know how many times. What test, Brother Will? Of doing it God's way versus my way. In this last time, I failed miserably. What did I do? I packed my shizness and got in my car and I left. Y'all know the story. I said this 1,000 times. This is 1,001. So why did I do that? I was angry. I was an angry little dude. Well, Brother Will, why was you angry? Well, what I saw in my head, it wasn't manifesting in my hands. I've been a millionaire since I was 8. So what took so long for it to manifest in my life? I was doing it my way. I was doing it Willie's way. And I didn't know, the last 4 times, did the same thing. I got mad at God. Like, see, like when I went outside of my marriage, it had nothing to do with another female. It had nothing to do with adultery. It had nothing to do with sex. It had nothing to do with poo nanny. It had to do with purpose. See, many people don't understand why problems exist. Problems exist because you're trying to use power and control instead of purpose and peace. I did that too. Plus years, brother, I didn't read about it in the book. Of trying to use power and control. I try to control other people, try to manipulate people. I try to manipulate God's chi instead of aligning with it so I could be. Somebody should write that down. You need to stop trying to manipulate God, brother. You need to stop trying to manipulate God, sister. You need to align with your design. That's the only thing that's going to save your behind. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, man. So you can rhyme a little bit. Were you trying to be a rapper? No, sir. No, sir. I'm a teacher. Let me teach you something. John chapter 11, verse 8. Rabbi, the Jews just tried to stone you, and you going back? Brother Will, you just failed 25 times in your first marriage, 4 times in your second marriage. You going back? Yes, sir. Verse 9, chapter 11, verse 9. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the daytime, he will not stumble because he sees by the light of this world. But, verse 10, John 11, verse 10. But if anyone walks at night, he will stumble because he has no light. See, I was walking at night. I didn't turn on the light. That's why I kept stumbling. Who's the light? Jesus said, Jesus didn't say he created light. He says, I am light. I was doing it my way. I wasn't doing it God's way. That's why I got angry and I left. But why? Because the distance from point A to point B determines the amount of stress and disdain and anger in your heart right now. You angry right now? I know why. Because where you at and where you want to be is not the same place. I know, brother. I've been there. I did not read about it in the book, man. I got real life experience. 50 plus years of walking in the dark. You can stay in the dark till you can see in the dark. There is no light. You're the light. Until you turn you on, brother, until you turn your codex on, until you turn your DNA on, you're going to stay in the dark because this world is dark. You're the light. So you're waiting for a light to come and save you, boo-boo. That dog don't hunt. You are the light. Turn yourself on. Brother Will, how do I turn myself on? Activate your DNA. Okay, Brother Will, how do I activate my DNA? Be authentic. Okay, Brother Will, how do I be authentic? Take those 12 words that I gave you, those 12 numbers inside of your DNA circle, that represents your DNA. That's why I use the word diakonia, DNA. Those 12 words, what do they do, Brother Will? Those are the 12 attributes that establish your atomic crystal light matrix. That activates the DNA genetic code inside of you. It turns on the ovum and the sperm seed that is the immortal Christ seed inside of you. So you are the light of the world, brother. You are the light of the world. You are the Christos. You are the Christ on this dimension. Now, you can worship one and look for one. That's cool. But when you get finished, you get up and you be one. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand. It took me 50 years to wrap my brain around it. It might take you some time. See, your ovum, the woman's ovaries and ovum, and the male sperm seeds contain stem cells. That's the only place where you can find stem cells at. Inside of the ovaries, the ovum, and the sperm cells, these are the essential microcosm of a macrocosm. This is the divine spirit of God downloaded into the body of a man and a woman. I don't know if you understand. Now, this is too deep for most folk, so let me try to break it down for you. There are 12 hours in a day. Are there not? Anybody? Okay, we all agree. There are 12 astrological signs. Some say 13 if you count Ophiuchus. There's 12 astrological signs in the solar cycle and the lunar cycle. They match up with the 12 biological strands of your DNA inside of every human body. So when you do the work, you are activating what is called the Christ lunar seed inside the body. So when you work, you must activate your own purpose. That gives you the other seven P's that leads up to peace. If you look at your Diakonia report, which I gave you, because I know you're a learned individual, those 12 numbers that's outside of the circle represents the cell. Let's say your numbers are for, you know, let's say you're 5, 3, 2, 1. Let's say you're 5, you know, life paths. Let's say you're 3, expression. Let's say you're 2, soul urge. Let's say you're 1, outer personality. Let's say we get the 5 from the number 3, 2. And let's say we get the 3 from the numbers 1, 2. Let's say we get the 2 from the numbers 1, 1. Let's say you're a master intuitive. And let's say we get the number 1 from the number 10, number 101. So we take those numbers, that totals 12, that match up with John 11:9. Are there not 12 hours in a day when you must do the work? The work is activating those 12 numbers in your DNA. That's inside your Diakonia report. But what are you doing? You're watching Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wise, you know, Monday Night Football, Brother Will, whatever. What are you doing with your time? See, whoever controls your time controls your mind. When whoever controls your mind controls your time. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you activate what it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 3, do you know or do you not know that you are the temple of God? Do y'all know that? Y'all don't know. So let me get this right. So you know you're the temple of God. And you know you have the Spirit of God, yet you continue to act like a man. The Bible says, do you not know that you are God? The Bible says that you are God, but you're going to die like a man. Why? You keep acting like one. I mean, I don't know. I used to, too. Now I act like a God. See, gods, they choose. They make choices. Gods do this. They say, let there be light. Bam, and that was light. That's what gods do. Men, they say, I would like light. I want light. I wish I had some light. I don't know what to do. I ain't got no process by which to create light. I need help. That's men. Are you a mankind or are you the God kind? Now, I know this is tough for folks with theology. I understand. But see, I come from a sperm cell from the big G. The big G downloaded himself into me. I don't know what he did to you, but that's what he did to me because that's what his word says. I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of glory. He ain't outside of me. He's in me. Now, for some folk, he's outside. But for me, he's inside. God eternal within the body. See, my brothers and sisters, I am the light of the world. I don't go look for light. I am it. I got a process in place that creates light. Anytime I need light, click, 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 I fire it up. What do you do when you got a problem? That's the problem. The problem is you don't have a process in place by which to solve problems. So therefore, I assist people with establishing that particular process because I didn't have one. And your job is to assist people to do whatever you are struggling with. See, you are called to do whatever you've been through. I didn't have no light purpose. I found my light purpose. Now I'm telling everybody and their grandmother. So what's your problem, brother? What's your problem? That's your purpose. You say, brother, I don't know my purpose, brother. No problem. What's your problem? Let me make sure you understand, brother. So this is deep. This message today is deep. Luke chapter 13, verse 33. Luke chapter 13, verse 33 says, nevertheless, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For it is not admissible for a prophet to perish outside of Jerusalem. There's a new city, brother. 2012 is going kaboom. The new city In the book of Revelations, it's dropping down. Why? We're in the age of Aquarius now. We're entering into a new equinox. We're going into, well, you know what, I don't want to go into that because then we're going to get into all of the Jewish stuff, and that's a whole other study for another time. Let me just simply say, my brothers and sisters, it is not permissible or is not admissible for a prophet, a prophet and a prophet, to perish outside of Jerusalem, outside of the city that contains the cells. That means outside the body. That's not what God wants. That's why you're supposed to keep going today, tomorrow, and the next day. Why? You must work while it's daytime. You must do the works of him who sent you. Why? Night is coming when no one can work. John 9:4. If anyone walks at night, he will stumble because he has no light. Brothers and sisters, turn the light on. You got to turn the light on. Jesus gave you the example of how to turn on your light. He's your example. We all, none of us got an excuse. You cannot stand before the Father and say, I didn't know God, nobody taught me. Why? God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, let me make sure you understand that, brothers and sisters, because many of us, people can say that, but they don't know what it means. John 10:12 says, then Jesus told them, for a little while longer, the light will be among you. Walk while you have the light. Walk while you have the light, brothers and sisters. Why? Why do we walk while we have the light? So darkness will not overtake you. Notice you keep moving because the darkness is moving. The darkness is going greater, so your light got to get greater. That's why we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, John, I mean, Hebrews 6:1 doesn't apply to me, brother. Well, the Bible says itself, let us go on to perfection. Let us go on. That means you can't stay. I know you like first base. You just like staying. You want to go there, sit on the front row of the pew, and you want to do nothing else. But brothers, sisters, I had to be the bearer of good news. You have been created by the big G to grow. You just walked past the fig tree. It wasn't growing. He cursed it, and it died. Are you growing? Are you in Groundhog's Day? Are you still creating? Are you in the same place you was at last year, the year before? I know people that's in the same 5 years, you're in the same place. Why? You do not have a process. Okay, Brother Wills, you keep saying that. Since you're this guru of gurus, brother, I know that's what some of y'all thinking. What is my process? Man, I'm so glad you asked. Thank you. Let's close on this process because there's one thing that I enjoy doing, that is destroying devils. There are ruling dispositions in your head. How do I know? All I got to do is just say the right buzzword, and you're going to act out. You will respond. Guaranteed. Me too. I ain't, you know, hey, I'm not talking about stuff I don't know. Now, come up to my house and punch me in the face. I'm a God-fearing man. But if you come to my house and you punch me in the face, I'm going to hit you back. It ain't going to be with my fist. I'm just saying. So that lets me know I got work to do. That's why I'm walking, because I'm not where I used to be, but guess what? I'm not where I should be. That's why I'm doing today's show. So just like you, we are all different levels, different devils, but we all got one. So I'm not talking down to you, my brother. I'm in the same boat you're in. I'm just in maybe a different box, but I ain't the Lord. I am not God. I am not Jesus Christ. I got problems. I got issues. Like my wife tells me all the time, I'm a work in progress. I joke with my wife all the time because I was like, she'd be doing stuff. I was like, I thought you were saved. I thought you had a relationship. Was she said, well, God's still working on me. That is very true. So I'm with you. So how is God working on us so that we can be the light of the world? How can we be ambassadors of Christ and that we still doing unchristlike things and unchristlike behaviors? You see, brothers and sisters, as I've said, I've talked to some messages on Sunday. This is the three things that I'm doing for the rest of my life until God say, brother, time to do something different. Number one, I'm going to maintain a kingdom mindset. This is how you establish the process. Everything that's happening in my life is, you know, like my life now, and let me say this without getting emotional. If I think back to them walking the streets in Richmond, Texas, with all my stuff in a soup in a pillowcase. And the reason why every time I start thinking too highly of myself, I go back to Richmond. And I go by Preston, where my dad and my stepmom, man. And the house is not even there no more. The street, now it's a park. I still ride by it. Every time I start thinking, J Money, whenever I start thinking about, you know, hey, I look at my car, I look at my house, I'm getting ready to get a new car, new house. You know, this is great. But every time I start thinking too highly of myself, I go back home and I remind myself where I came from. And then every time I start thinking too lowly of myself, because remember, it cuts both ways, I remind myself of where I came from. Every time the devil comes and tells me, Brother Will, you ain't nothing, dog, in the form of a person. It's people going, there's somebody emailed me yesterday telling me, man, you think you ain't nothing, dude. I got family members who tell me that. I got like brothers and sisters, like biological brothers and sisters. She say, dude, my brother just told me, dude, your message is whack. Sit down. So I'm not talking about stuff I read out of books, brothers and sisters. This is real life. Every time somebody tells me, dog, you ain't nothing, man. Your system don't work. You don't work. You a worthless piece of blankly blank blank. And it happens almost daily. I just think back to where I came from. And I see the house I'm in. My living room is about, it's like the size of the house I grew up in. See, I got running water in my house. But J Money, I can go right now and turn on the water, brother. I got a hot water heater in my garage, bro. My water's hot. I didn't grow up with that. I got a toilet in my house, Holmes. I didn't have no toilet in my house, man. I had to take a bath in that freaking tub. I'm not talking about no freaking 40s, 50s, 60s. This was 70s. This wasn't that long ago. Now, everybody else had running water. I didn't. We didn't. Let me rephrase that. Then my mom died, then I moved to Richmond. I thought it was going to get better. It got worse. Because my biological father looked me in the eye and said, Nico, I don't want you here. Me and Betty don't want you here. I'm like, really? So I had to walk across the bayou, and I was raised by a lady named Emma Jean Shorts. So don't talk to me, man. I'm not the guy to sing, you know, sad tales to. I'm not that guy. I'm not saying that what you're going through is easy. I'm not saying that, brother. I'm just saying you're talking to a man that just walked in your shoes. I've been where you're at, man. That's why my heart goes out to you. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what's happening in your life. I mean, I know all the details, but all I know is God is my witness. If you can do it for me, he can do it for you. Where I'm at today used to be a thought. J Money, it was an ideal, brother. That's all I had was an ideal. God took that seed. He watered it. He nursed it. Even after I failed and crashed and burned, and I tried to destroy it. If God be for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you. They may form it, but it ain't going to prosper. If God is my witness, I'm telling you stuff I know. If you would let go of your ego, if you would get out of your flesh, if you would let go of your ideals of how you're going to make it and blow up. I mean, you got some great ideals, but they're not God's. God has a design for you that's inside of your mind. You need to tap into that. Number one, to establish it in a process that works, that solves all problems, you need the mind of God, not the mind of a man. You need what it says in Romans. Let this mind, in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Whatever his mindset was, you can debate and argue on, but whatever Christ's mind, now Christ said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When I changed that, when I stopped praying to God and I started praying as God, that took me to step two, kingdom language. Now my speech and God's speech is the same. See, God responds to gods. He don't respond to men. When I start using the language of the kingdom, then I got eligible to be go into the kingdom. See, God is omnibenevolent. He's always good. God don't have problems. So when you come to God with a problem, he don't know what that is. God is like, in the kingdom, everything is omnibenevolent. Everything is omnisimplistic. Everything is omnipresent. Everything is omniscient. Everything is omnipotent. I don't know what this omni you got. So you come into God with something that he doesn't recognize, because God made you in his likeness, in his image. So you must speak the language of God to get the attention of God. You can't come to God with Lucifer's language. Lucifer's language is, I don't know. Lucifer's language is, I don't know what I'm going to do, Brother Will. Lucifer's language is, I wish. Lucifer's language is, I got a hope. I got a dream, brother. I know that one day, now, brother, your day, God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Hence, that's the language of God. So you come to God and you say, let there be light. That's how you talk. Then you got God's attention. And the last thing, God or kingdom living. So you got a kingdom mindset, you got a kingdom voice box, a kingdom frequency, a kingdom wave, a kingdom vibration that need to manifest in a kingdom lifestyle. Don't go to God, man. Don't act like you in middle school after you know. You know the moral code. You know how you should carry yourself. So you don't come with no childless-like behavior. You don't do fear, doubt, and unbelief. You don't do lust. You don't do pride. You don't do that. You don't take that crap to the king. You don't go into the king. If you was to go to see, go to the White House, you would not go to the White House with that ghetto mentality. Now, some people might. But when you go into the king, you need to act like a king. You need to act like you got some sense. Your life should reflect your mindset. Your mind and what you're thinking, what you're saying, and what you're living, they all should be the same. If they're not, we got to work on your process. Because in the kingdom, it's a well-oiled machine. In the kingdom, the thoughts, the language, and the behavior, they all line up. Now, none of us are perfect. I have days where I wake up and I'm like, man, I don't feel like I'm not feeling it today. And you know what? I think about Richmond. If I'm thinking too highly of myself, as I think, man, shoot, I've arrived. I'm the bomb. I'm going to go take my shirt off and go jog down the street. I'm God's gift to the planet. Every woman wants me. When I start thinking like that, Jay Money, I go back to Richmond. And I remind myself, yeah, boo-boo, don't forget where you came from. So that puts me back in line. Or if I start beating myself up because I compare myself to, you know, the Kardashians, or I compare myself to Kanye, or I compare myself to some Hollywood movie star, or I compare myself to somebody else. I compare myself to T.D. Jakes. I compare myself to Creflo Dollar. I say, you know what, I ain't got no big church. I ain't got no huge following. I compare myself to some online guru, and I start feeling sorry for myself, and I start looking for a shortcut. And I'm starting to think, hey, you know what, I'm going to start, you know, doing this under the table. I'm going to start doing some unethical behavior. I'm going to connect with somebody because they got money. They ain't got no purpose. They ain't got no peace, but they got some money. I'm going to connect with them. When I start thinking like that, then that's when I take a ride back to Richmond. And I got to remind myself. Whatever you got to do to remind yourself that you are God's temple. And as God's temple, it is your least. You're supposed to surrender yourself. Surrender your body unto God. That's the least of your service. So brothers and sisters, in conclusion, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are God's temple. You don't got to go look for the temple. You are the temple. Therefore, as the temple, your cells vibrate into something that is called new clay. You are producing new clay. All you got to do is work while it is light. And what happens is the word nucleus, if you look at it, and the word nuclear, like what is the most powerful bomb on earth? A nuclear bomb. Why? It contains new clay. It contains God. You are the new clay that's made after the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. We call it Melchizedek. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to break down Revelations chapter 21, verse 17. You don't want to miss that, brothers and sisters, because for everybody that's going to be a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and again, I'm only taking a small number of people. like 10, if 15 maybe. I've already did the show on the cost and all that stuff. If you remember the Life Management team, you already in pretty much. All you got to do, you know, the cost is $20,000. I knocked off 10. If you're a Life Management member, I knocked off a number 5. Another 5 if you join during the month of September, you drop off another 3. So, man, you're getting in for $2,000. Again, and I'm only going to work with a handful of people because I don't have the freedom, I don't have the time because of the new project that I'm taking on. And so, and then even then, I may not be working with nobody after 2019. I'm because this new project is taking up all of my time. Why? That's what I ordered. I created this because this is the environment that I want to move into. And I want you to order your script. So until that is implemented, I want to work with some people who are really interested in establishing the kingdom mindset, who want to know the kingdom language, and who want to establish a kingdom lifestyle. If you're one of those people, you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so we can get you we can get this cracking. Okay, Brother Will, why are we doing this? What's so important about the Christ in me, the hope of glory? Revelation chapter 21, verse 17. Revelation chapter 21, verse 17. We'll put this down tomorrow. Let's start with verse 16. Extremely important. The city lies in a four square with its width the same as its length. The width is the same as the length. The width across is the same as the length, the height. And he measured the city with the rod, and its dimensions, plural, more than one, were equal. 12,000 strata in length and width and height. Verse 17. And he measured its wall to be 144 cubits by the human measure the angel was using. By the human measure that the angel was using. By the human measure that the angel was using. The angel is using a human. Verse 18. The wall was made of jasper, and the city itself of pure gold, as pure as glass. In your DNA, the invisible strands of your DNA look like glass. Those measurements that it talks about, it equals 216 feet. 6 plus 1 is 7. 7 plus 2 is 9. We talked about the 9 ether, the woolly hair, the 144 cubits thick. We break that down as I break down one of the most important things inside the human body that you can wrap your brain around. This is just more biological proof of your spiritual angel. As I said on 1,000 shows, you had a prior existence with the Father. You just don't remember. You are a fallen angel. We call it angel. But you need some proof. I mean, I needed proof. So if I needed proof, I mean, that's somebody else might need proof anyway. I just don't believe everybody. I need some biological, I need some esoteric, and I need some biblical proof. So tomorrow, we break down kingdom living so that way you can understand you are God's temple. And as God's temple, you're here to establish God's kingdom on earth. That's what I'm about. And I'm looking for people who want to help me do that. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Also, make sure you join me Saturday, 7 p.m., either live there in Dallas, Texas, or, again, I've decided to make the link free So I'm just going to post it on my Facebook page so you can watch it live on my Facebook page. If you can't attend the seminar, for everybody who have paid for the private seminar as well as who are coming live, you are getting the 5 books, and I will be doing the life optimization chart for all of the members who are there live in Dallas, 7 p.m. It is going down. So join me, my brothers and sisters, God willing. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm stuck with the
time. Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Because once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Tripping.
Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. Under rust, so deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours,
it's
yours. So do it for yourself. You can
control
it. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.